This is the National Radio Club's DX audio service for December 1987. From WYNS 1160 in Layton, Pennsylvania, they'll be giving us a plug or two between 02:15 and 02:30 Eastern Local Time every Sunday morning until Christmas. Now, when you hear this, drop Ned Richards a polite reception report. His name again, Ned Richards, and the address, 230 East Washington Street, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Schnecksville, S-C-H-N-E-C-K-S-V-I-L-L-E, Pennsylvania, 18078. And this letter comes courtesy of Howard Kemp. How about that DX Test Flash Alert Service? Well, how about it, you ask? Tired of missing that Monday morning station test that you read about in DX News or hear about on the audio service because it arrives a little late? Then what you need is the DX Test Flash Alert Service. Now, all you have to do is send five addressed, that's your address, postcards to the NRC Flash Alert Service, RD2, Box 44, Sand Place, Mansville, New York, 13661. And when a test comes along that won't make DX News or the audio service in time for you to be notified about, you'll get one of your cards back in the mail. You'll also be notified when you're about to run out of your postcards. It's been used twice already this season for late-breaking tests. If you have test information, you should send it to the NRC FAS address. It has to arrive at least 7 days prior to the station's test. If that won't work, you can call in your test information to area code 315-387-3583. Now, this is for station test information only. For those of you that have sent away for or have inquired about the three-cassette series of WNRC air checks from the 1987 National Radio Club Convention and are wondering what has happened to them, here is the scoop. It seems that we sent out several copies already, and the copies have come back with questions like, gee, this sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Well, actually, it does. If you play it in a stereo cassette deck, it sounds rather good. Play it on a mono cassette deck, the audio disappears. What happened was, is one of the tracks was recorded out of phase. So if you have these cassettes right now, and they do sound funny to you, please return them to us and we'll recopy them at no charge and give you some good quality cassettes. For those of you that haven't received them as of yet, you will receive good quality cassettes as soon as possible. We're making the corrections on those, and hopefully we'll have these fine air checks from these very talented people to you from the audio service. Are you looking for a radio? Sony 2010 for $299.95, Sony 2003 for $199.95, Panasonic RF3100 for $379.95 plus others? Well, J&R Music World at 5950 Queens Midtown Expressway in Maspeth, New York. Area code is 800-221-8180 in New York, Arkansas, and Canada. Area code 718-417-3737. And to order a free catalog, area code 800-426-6027. That's the cheapest price we've seen on a Sony 2010 in a long time. What about the membership ham radio list? Well, we're putting it together right now, and here is the last call for 1987. If you are a licensed radio amateur and are a member of the club, be sure to send us your name, your call sign, your class of license, and if possible, the bands of operation. And we'll put it on the ham radio list and read it on the next edition of the audio service. We're still compiling the list, and we have several more to add. However, I do know personally that there's about three hams in the club which haven't come forth and said their call sign or what band they work. So here it is, last call for the ham radio list, which will be published on the next edition of the DX audio service. New from the Publication Center, it's the enlarged type edition of the world-famous NRC AM radio logbook. It's over 150 pages thick, three-hole punched, 8.5 by 11 size, computer-generated fresh when you order with current station information. It contains the basic most wanted information on each station. It's available in the U.S. and Canada to National Radio Club DX Audio Service members only for U.S. 1995. For those of you that are not an NRC member or DX Audio Service member, it's $22.95. Overseas inquiries are always invited. Price schedule for overseas orders is available upon request. Recently, we received a letter from one of our members stating that the quality of our recordings has deteriorated, and we received another letter stating that one of the cassettes he got was completely blank. If you have such a problem where the quality of the recording is so bad that you just can't listen to it, or you get a cassette which is blank for some reason, please send it back to us so we can make sure that you get your copy of the audio service. If you are subscribing via the returnable rate, it's very imperative that you return your cassette as soon as possible so we can record it for you, send it back to you, and then you can send it back to us in time where we can erase it and record it for your next edition. If you wait too long, we just can't make those copies in time, and obviously the post office doesn't move that quick. If you subscribe via the rate where you keep the cassette, just send us back the cassette and we'll re-record it for you. But don't let this go untouched by any means. If you have a problem with the cassette, be sure to let us know here at headquarters so we can make the corrections and make sure that you get the best quality possible from the DX Audio Service. We still are recording in the monophonic cassette mode versus stereo, and there was some talk back during the convention time of going to C120s. However, we've blown that idea off because of the quality content of the cassettes themselves. It seems that when you go from a 90 to a 120, the breakage rate gets a little bit high. Rather than giving you a very inferior material, we'd rather stay with the C90s and give you a good quality product. Also, as far as we know, from another question raised from one of our members, will there be a rate increase next year? As far as we think, no, there won't be a rate increase unless something drastic happens next year to cause it, such as the post office raising their rates from 22-cent stamps up to 44-cent stamps. We don't foresee that at all. Now here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. For the DX Audio Service, looks like we have about four editions of AM Switch for you on this edition of the Audio Service, so we'll start with edition number 159. Call letter changes on 600. News station in Brownville, New York will be WXIK 750. WZOM Brookport, Illinois changes to WRIK. 830. News station in Cherry Valley, Massachusetts will be WCRN. 900. KRDZ Del Norte, Colorado changes to KGCA. 920 KOLO, longstanding call in Reno, Nevada, will change to KQLO. 950 KRSB, Roseburg, Oregon becomes KTBR. On 1000 WIQT, Horseheads, New York will become WLNL. We'll talk a little more about that in a moment. Also on 1100 WKBQ, Gardner, North Carolina changes to WHEV. Two changes on 1030, KIOQ, Folsom, California becomes KKSA, and WBZN, Wake Forest, North Carolina changes to WFTK. 1130, WSDM, Brazil, Indiana becomes WBZL. 1200, WYCP, Radcliffe, Kentucky changes to WANG. 1220, KRMS, Midwest City, Oklahoma changes to KTLV. Two changes on 1400, WUEZ in Sanford, Florida will be WKUS, and KXYC, Provo, Utah, changes to KSRR. And finally, on 1560, new station in Webster, New York, will be KMJO. Going back to the WIQT call letter change, WIQT is about ready to change frequencies from 1100 to 820. That should happen in the next month or so. When they do that, a new station will take over their old spot on the dial of 1000 kilohertz, and the new station's call will be WLNL. Now that that's cleared up, let's take a look at applications for new stations. There were applications on 650 for Peoria, Arizona and Las Vegas, Nevada, 750 Carson City, Nevada, on 1100 Sun City, Arizona and Las Vegas, Nevada, and 1470 in Greensboro, North Carolina. That's the frequency left open when WBIG went out of business about a year ago. Three new stations have been granted. We already mentioned their calls. They are on 600 Brownville, New York. They'll be 1,000 day, 950 night U4. On 830 Cherry Valley, Massachusetts, will be 3,000 day, 1,000 night U1. And on 1560 Webster, New York, will be 10,000 D3. Grants to existing facilities. A couple highlights include on 930, KBFW in Bellingham, Washington goes full-time by adding 500 watts at night. Antenna becomes U2. On 990, KBLS Santa Barbara, California adds 1,000 watts at night, changes antenna to U4. On 1050, WTSJ Cincinnati, Ohio goes full-time by adding 500 watts at night, same antenna system as they use in the daytime. In otherness, on 680, WDDE Newburgh, Kentucky, despite reports that have appeared elsewhere in the hobby press, this new station is not yet on the air. On 700 KBYR, Anchorage, Alaska, according to the station, they're going to increase their power to 10 kilowatts and will be also using the same tower that KENI on 550 uses. This station had been silent, but it is back on the air. 720 CHTN, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, the station is now here from its old frequency of 1190. On 750 WRIK, Brookport, Illinois, this new station is now on the air. They're relaying a Rock FM station from Paducah, Kentucky. Paducah is just on the other side of the river from Brookport. On 1200 WANG, Radcliffe, Kentucky, despite reports this station is in operation, it is not yet on the air. And on 1330 WELW, Willoughby, Ohio, their full-time operation granted just a few months ago. Talk about working fast. That is already on the air. Now let's move to edition number 160. Of AM Switch. Call letter changes on 760. New station in Nashville, Tennessee will be WJRR. 1000 WMPZ, Soperton, Georgia changes to WJHH. 1140 CKXL in Calgary, Alberta, Canada will be CISS. 1230 new station in Berlin, New Hampshire will be WIGW. On 1330 KTOD, Conway, Arkansas changes to KFCA. 1440 KRQZ Ray, Colorado becomes KRDZ. 1560 WKIQ Inverness, Florida changes to WINV. And on 1570 WHII Bay Springs, Mississippi changes to WIZK. A whole pile of applications for new stations on 870 in Eagle, Idaho, 880 Blythewood, South Carolina, that's a reapplication, on 940 in Rincon, Georgia, 1100 Bridge City, Texas, 1270 Fairhaven, Massachusetts, on 1340 Madbury, New Hampshire, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, that is for a synchronous transmitter with KOKC, 1340 Oklahoma. On 1550 in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and on 1580 in Redding, California, and Arecibo, Puerto Rico, which would be synchronous with WGFW nights only. New stations that have been granted on 640 Zeeland, Michigan, 1,000 day, 250 night, U1. 760 Nashville, Tennessee, we already mentioned their call, they'll be 1,000 D3. 880 Desert Hot Springs, California, 500 day, 250 night, U1. On 1100 in Remerton, Georgia, 10,000 D3. 1050 Fraser Park, California, 2,100 watts D3. On 1090 South Lake Tahoe, Florida, 5,000 D1. On 1160 East Hampton, Massachusetts, 2,500 D1. And on 1230 Berlin, New Hampshire, 1,000 day and night U1. Highlights from applications from existing facilities on 700 KVOI in Oro Valley, Arizona. They would like to change their city of license to South Tucson, Arizona, and change the powers to 2,500 day and 1,000 night and go full-time. 1130 KBMR Bismarck, North Dakota, they would like to add 4,000 watts at night to go full-time and also move to 710 kilohertz. On 1320 KQIQ in Lemoore, California, wants to change their city of license to Farmerville, California, and go full-time. 1390 WEOK Poughkeepsie, New York wants to go full-time by adding 4,100 watts at night. 1400 KHTX in Truckee, California wants to move across the border, change their city of license to Sparks, Nevada. 1450 KGUN Puyallup, Washington would like to move down a notch to 1440 and raise their power to 5,000 day and 2,000 night. Grants to existing facilities. Highlights include on 1170 WPLX in Collierville, Tennessee, changes their city of license to Germantown, Tennessee. 1260 WBNR Beacon, New York, goes full-time by adding 400 watts at night. And on 1540 KKDI Sheridan, Arkansas, moves to 880 kilohertz. There'll be 10,000 day, 220 watts night. The antenna will be a U2. And scanning down through otherness on 590 WWLX in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, this new station is on the air. On 1030 KKSA, Folsom, California, this station is silent. We, however, believe that's only a temporary situation. On 1130 KHTH, Dillon, Colorado, this new station is on the air. 1180 WXLA, Diamonddale, Michigan, new station, or not actually a new station, it's been on the air for a couple years, but they have moved frequency. They are now on 1180, formerly on 1170. 1340 KALY, El Paso, Texas, this station is silent. 1440 WBCM, Bay City, Michigan, silent station is now back on the air with Christian rock format. 1520 WDBS, Eatonton, Georgia, this station is silent. And 1580 KTSS, Davenport, Iowa, is also silent. That will move us on to edition number 161 of AM Switch. And, as happens a couple times a year, no call letter changes in this edition. Applications for new changes on 1100 in Cave Creek, Scottsdale, and Tucson Estates, Arizona, also Bakersfield, California. Obviously, those are all competing applications. Only one will probably get it, if any do. And on 1120 in Marmora, New Jersey. Two new stations were granted on 1180, Knoxville, Tennessee, 10,000 watts D1, and on 1530, Haymarket, Virginia, 1,000 D3. Couple applications of interest on 1110, KHAC, Window Rock, Arizona, would like to change their city of license to Sea Bonito, in New Mexico, move across the border. They also want to change their frequency to 880. And on 1220 WTLV, Midwest City, Oklahoma, wants to raise their day power to a kilowatt and go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. Highlights from grants to existing facilities on 730 KSUD, West Memphis, Arkansas. They will be full-time, running 500 watts at night. Antenna becomes U2. 940 WFAW, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, adds 500 watts at night. Their antenna will be U4. 1190 WSML, Graham, Georgia, moves to 1200 kilohertz with 10,000 day, 1,000 nights, U2. And on 1550 WCGR, Canandaigua, New York, moves to 1310. There'll be a kilowatt day and night with a U4 antenna. And a couple otherness items from this edition. On 840, we see the application for a new station in Cordova, South Carolina, has been dismissed. On 1080, WQRO, Huntington, Pennsylvania, this station is silent. And on 1510, WTKS, Burnettown, South Carolina, this station is also silent. And finally, we move to edition number 162. This is the final AM switch for this month on the audio service. A lot of call letter changes. They start on 580 with KJBX Lubbock, Texas, changing to KRLB. This is only for bookkeeping purposes because their request to change to KJBX was set aside. That call was never used on the air, so essentially the station is remaining KRLB. 770 WIKX North Fort Myers, Florida becomes WWAM. A 930 KRNN Terrell Hills, Texas becomes KRIA. 990 KBLS Santa Barbara, California becomes KKSB. On 1040 CIOF Vancouver, British Columbia changes to CKXY. And this is a correction from a previous edition where we reported that call change as CKKY. It is CKXY. 1140 WACA Concord, New Hampshire becomes WNHA. 1180 new station in Knoxville, Tennessee will be WHJM. 1200 WQZQ Lebanon, Tennessee changes back to their original call of WQDQ. On 1280 KHOT Madera, California becomes KQMD. On 1260 KQSA San Angelo, Texas will be KAYJ. On 1270, KCOK, Tulare, California becomes KFIY. 1320, WCVR, Randolph, Vermont changes to WWWT. 1410, KRIG, Odessa, Texas will be KRIL. Three changes on 1450 KOWN. Escondido, California will be KOWA. WKAL Rome, New York changes to WGKT. And WCSE Myrtle Beach, South Carolina becomes WKEL. 1540 KMIA in Fort Worth, Texas will be KSVZ. 1580 WGFW Morovis, Puerto Rico changes to WCQC. And on 1590 WQLS Jonesboro, Tennessee goes to WUSJ. No applications or grants in this edition. However, there were some applications from existing facilities. One of interest on 730 KIZN Boise, Idaho would like to raise their day power to 10 kilowatts and go full time by adding 500 watts at night. And on 1550 KISK in Reno, Nevada, this is a construction permit for a new station. It's been around for 3 or 4 years now and so far has not been put on the air. They now would like to reduce their power to 1,000 watts, change their antenna to D1, obviously looking for a little less expensive way of putting the station on the air. Grants to existing facilities on 1510 WINU Highland, Illinois moves to 880 kilohertz, 2500 day and night. Antenna will be U4. And on 1580, the DXers friend all up and down the East Coast, WPGC Morningside, Maryland, one of the most widely heard daytime stations on 1580. They're going full time by adding 500 watts at night and changing their antenna to U3. Few highlights from otherness on 750 WAUG in New Hope, North Carolina. This new station is on the air. 880 Wentzville, Missouri. Applications for a new station there has been dismissed. On 1250 WRKQ, Madisonville, Tennessee. This station is silent. As a matter of fact, these other three stations are also silent. 1290 WDGS, New Albany, Indiana. 1440 KRPZ, Paris, Kentucky. And 1470 WHRD, Huntington, West Virginia. All those stations are silent. Well, that about wraps up our part of the DX Audio Service for this month. This is Jerry Starr for AM Switch. I'll see you next month. Now we're going to turn you back to Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And right after we hear from John Bowker with a look at the travelogue, we're going to tell you about some of the radio programs you can listen to on the shortwave side, which deal with DXing. And seeing that just about everyone's going to go out and buy a brand new radio this Christmas, we thought we'd put this out. You are going to buy a brand new radio, right? Right. Anyways, we'll tell you about that right after John Bowker with a look at the travelogue. John?
Well, okay, Fred. Thanks very much. Hi, everybody. We're going to be going up the radio dial as we do every month on the DX Audio Service travelogue. And this month, we're going to be giving you air checks that a whole bunch of people have recorded. Actually, this month's primarily are mine. I have to tell you, Paul Mount and Ron Clark have sent in some just absolutely delightful cassettes with all kinds of good stuff on it. And I simply haven't had a chance to put them onto the master tape yet. But I have been in touch with Paul, and I'm going to have to get some of his stuff on, even though it's out of sequence, because otherwise you're going to have to wait a couple of years for it. Because what happened was, last month, just the day after I mailed everything off to Fred Vobey, I received Paul Mount's cassette in the mail. And that means that it's a two-year delay, so what are you going to do? Okay, we're going to be starting at 1170 on this DX Audio Service and go up as far as Fred will let us go. Here on the December travel log, this is the 1170 tape.
You're listening to WHLW, your good neighbor to the Jersey Shore in Lakewood, New Jersey.
WHLW.
Yes, it is, friends. Your good neighbor to the Jersey Shore.
WBRW, Somerville.
We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at the same time on KEST in San Francisco. On the Gospel Train, KEST San Francisco, the studios in the San Franciscan Hotel.
And Jerry Weston will be along in just a little while with more music for you up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. The time is 9 o'clock, and you're tuned to the voice of the Lower Cape, WVLC, Orleans, Cape Cod.
Serving Foxborough, this is WJMQ Norfolk, the voice of Norfolk County. The time is 10 a.m.
This is Tulsa. KVOO.
WWVA AM, Wheeling, West Virginia, a basic communication station.
This is WWVA AM FM, Wheeling, West Virginia, a Screen Gems radio station.
I'm one of San Diego's best country with Bill Moffitt.
Good afternoon, it's 5 o'clock.
KTVQ, San Diego.
WRTT. More music, more local news, and more of what's happening in your community. AM 1170, WRTT, Vernon.
Sports headlines at quarter past each hour on WMVI, Mechanicville.
And at 2 o'clock with a temperature 27, this is WMVI News. One person is now reported dead.
This is WMVI, Mechanicville, New York, gateway to the Hudson River North Country.
KLOK San Jose.
KOHO in Honolulu, Hawaii.
お聞きの放送は KOHO 日本語放送 KOHO in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Well, okay. Now let's see. Last month we ended one with Spanish from Miami, and we ended one from Montreal in French, and that's in Japanese from Honolulu. Well, it's a great melting pot we have here. I don't know there are any comments particularly necessary on the 1170, except to say that half those stations you heard are no longer on the air, and a couple of them were only on the air for like an hour and a half, and I was lucky. The one in Vernon, Connecticut, I swear that wasn't on the air in a matter of 2 or 3 months. And the one in Cornwall, New York, is always a mystery. I'm going to be going through Cornwall, New York, as a matter of fact, in the next 48 hours. Of course, that'll be too late for this tape and all that, but... What I'll be doing is listening to see if WWLE or one of its successors is on the air. Sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. I've been watching this now for about 5 years. That WMVI in Mechanicville, that's just outside a little north and a little bit east of Albany, New York. And it's going up to 50,000 watts. As a matter of fact, now. So that's kind of fun. That's the 1170 tape. Let's move on now to a much abbreviated, but nonetheless fun, tape for 1180 kilohertz on the DX audio service. You see, when I say abbreviated, I mean abbreviated. That's all I've got at 1180 on the dial that we have transcribed onto the Master DX audio service tape so far. Enough said, let's move on to 1190, because this is kind of a full tape here on the audio service for December 1987.
You're listening to WAVS Fort Lauderdale.
This is 50,000 watts, WOWO Fort Wayne, a Price Communications Corporation station.
Good morning. I'm Rhonda Pickett with WOWO News at 11 o'clock. It's 66 degrees.
Join Homer in the morning here on WSCM for the latest up-to-the-minute news, weather, sports, all the information you need to get your day off to a great start. Great music, too, from the talk of Schoharie County, WSCM.
Non-stop music mellow down.
KES in Portland, 1190.
News of the hour on the hour from American Information Radio.
WAMV Donaldson, the Dixie Radio Service of Great Southern Broadcasting Company, Radio 1190.
May prove a number one for country fun cars.
W.S.M.L. Graham.
W.L.I.B. New York. 12.
23 at 48.22. February bellies down 77 at 62.15. Stay tuned now for Paul Harvey News and Comments coming up in the WoWo Noon News here on Dinner on the Farm from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
At noon, sunny skies, 0 degrees downtown. Indiana State Police Troopers.
The best music, the most accurate, concise news. This is 50,000 Watt, WOWO Fort Wayne.
We hope you have enjoyed the selections on the Down Home Hour. Coming to you over Maryland's Capital Station, WANN, 11.9 on your AM dial, broadcasting from Annapolis, Maryland. 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Now today's home and garden hints from John Wagner, University of Maryland Extension Radio Service.
Mostly clear in 68 at KCI, downtown mostly clear in 73. That's KQ News, I'm Jerry Jones.
This is KAYQ, Kansas City, Missouri.
CBS News, Mitchell Krause reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
Our time now is 14 after 6 from WGKA Atlanta. And we thank our winged messenger for bringing us the tape in time. We had a small amount of problem, but nonetheless, there is Steve's first report.
This is KAYQ, Kansas City, Missouri.
The Cure for Music.
O'clock, 91 degrees at KLIF Dallas. We'll have the forecast coming up.
Well, I don't know. With weather like that, I don't think the forecast can add a thing. So, Dallas must be nice. I've only been there, I've spent 1 week in Dallas, and I've landed at the airport twice. And that's what you heard from KLIF, so at least it wasn't a wasted trip. The mystery one on that tape is WLIB in New York, where it sounds to me like the announcer with that echo box, that reverb box, is saying 1280. But they're 1190. They've always been 1190. The Voice of Liberty in New York? Absolutely. Those call letters came from Liberty Magazine way back when, but that's a different city, a different story, and a different tape for that. Maybe we ought to do a story sometime, Fred, on where all the various call letters come from. Let's go on now with the 1200 tape, because this won't take hardly any time at all.
Now 12 in a row from the station that plays 30 years of hits, 24 hours a day, AM 1200 WBZY, Newcastle, Sharon, and Youngstown. This is new from Restless Hearts.
WOAI, San Antonio, it's 11 o'clock with Randy Wright.
WOAI, San Antonio.
And that's what I mean when I say it doesn't take any time at all. You know, Paul Burkhart, I swear, Paul, you sent me a WKOX at 1200 ID, and I recorded one on I-495. I pulled over to the right, I raised my hood, I put on my four-way blinkers. I say 495, that isn't true. It's really, oh dear. Anyway, the old Route 128 around Boston, is it 95 now? I guess it is. And nobody troubled me, but I got a terrible ID. The ID from WKOX, they talked right over. One announcer talked over the other. So I was kind of disappointed in that and risked my life trying to get it for the DX audio service. So I'm going to find a good KOX break. And as I said, by the time we get through up around 1600 or so, what I'm going to do, or if maybe before that, is play some of the real nice catches that... You fellas have found for me, particularly the ones that come to mind right now are the ones that Paul got. And Mike Smith sent me all of the stations around his home in Iowa. And that is a nice tape, particularly nice. Paul Mount contributed a whole bunch coming in from northern New Jersey, just out of range from where I am. We had a good set back and forth of cassettes. And Ron Clark has moved out of Western Pennsylvania now. He's down in North Carolina and sent me all from the Golden Triangle. And that region. So, hey, I am just absolutely tickled pink. I play these cassettes in my car. I make a little notation of what stations are on them. And then I bring them in here, and they all go in a special cassette rack, and I go through them as I can. And all I do is beg your forgiveness if I don't get to your particular tape. Let's go on with the 1210 tape here on the DX Audio Service for December 1987.
This is WCAU Radio 121 in Philadelphia.
CBS News, Douglas Edwards reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
Tom Ann is standing by. He'll be with you till 5 o'clock this afternoon on on Wavy, 63 degrees in Dayton. Have a very pleasant and safe afternoon. Take care of yourselves. This is WAVI Radio 121 in Dayton.
Great music from Japan and up-to-the-minute news here on KZU, KZOO, 1210 on your radio dial in Honolulu, Hawaii.
1210 WKNX Saginaw now must leave the air, as we are required to do every day at sunset by the Federal Communications Commission. Now we urge you to keep your radio set on 1210 and join us tomorrow morning for weather information, local news, and all the best hit music.
That's all, folks. Truer words were never spoken. That's all, folks. Next month, they're going to start a brand new year. And we'll start with the 1220 tape, and I am looking forward with glee, as you can imagine, to the 1230 and 1240 tapes. I have no idea. I know I have over 30 stations at 1230. I don't know about 1240. But we'll get them all together and see how far we can go next month on the DX Audio Service. Meantime, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I know you're looking forward to a fine Christmas. At least we are here. My wife and I are going to be in Florida, where I will have my 5 tape recorders with me. And we're going to go from Orlando. We plan to go up the northwest coast, up toward Sarasota, and we'll see how far we get. But in any event, you'll know because you'll hear it right here on the DX Audio Service. My very best to you, to all the people here on the DX Audio Service, particularly Jerry Starr and Bob Walker, who contribute so much. And Fred, as I've said before, not enough can be said for what you're doing for this service. Take care. Merry Christmas, Fred, and we'll be in touch with you in just a little while.
Okay, John, very good. And hopefully I'll get an air check for you of WERT on 1220 before the next audio service, having just changed formats. New format, same old transmitter, though. Anyways, let's go on with the Shortwave DX programs list. This was recently re-edited, and I'd like to read this to you at this time. If you have a Braille writer, you might want to take down this information because it will stay the same for a good period of time. Let's start at Friday at 0251 Media Network. Will be heard on 6020-6165-9590 and 11730. They'll also be heard at 0551 on 6165 and 9715. Friday at 1930, World of Radio with Glenn Hauser will be heard on WRNO on 11735. Saturday at 0300, World of Radio on 6185. Saturday at 0930, DX Party Line of HCJB fame on 6130-9745-11925. Saturday at 1206, DX Party Line at 6075. Saturday at 2008, Shortwave Listeners Digest on 9555-11945, 15325, 17820, and 17875. Saturday at 2130, DX Party Line on 11740, 15270, and 17790. Saturday at 2135, Shortwave Listeners Digest on 11835, 15150, and 17820. Saturday at 2230, Discover DX on 15045. Saturday at 2330, World of Radio on 9490. Sunday at 0008, Shortwave Listeners Digest on 5960 and 9755. Sunday at 0230, DX Party Line on 6230 and 9870. Sunday at 0310 Talkback on 15160, 15320, 15395, and 17795. Sunday at 0320, RSA DX Corner is heard on 3230, 5980, 6120, and 7295. Sunday at 0929 NHK DX Corner on 7240 and 11875. Sunday at 1129 NHK DX Corner is heard on 6120. Sunday at 1240 Talkback is heard on 5995, 6060, 6080, 7215, 9580, and 11720. Sunday at 1600, World of Radio is heard on 11965. And Sunday at 1710, Talkback is heard on 5995, 6060, 6080, 7215, and 9580. Sunday at 1730, World of Radio is heard on 11735. Sunday at 2040, Talkback is heard on 9580, 9620. Sunday at 2140, RSA DX Corner is heard on 7295, 9585, and on 11900. Sunday at 2338, Shortwave Listener's Digest is on 9755 and 11730. And Sunday at 2329, NHK DX Corner is heard on 11800, 15195, and 15280. Starting the week off on Monday at 0240, RSADX Corner is heard on 6010, 9615, and 11730. Monday at 0329, NHKDX Corner is heard on 5960, 15280, 17810. Monday at 0930, DX Party Line is heard on 6130, 9745, and 11925. Also at 1206, DX Party Line is on 6075. Monday at 1300 UTC, RSADX Corner is heard on 9585, 11900, 17825, and 21590. Monday at 2130, DX Party Line on HCJB is on 11740, 15270, and 17790. Tuesdays at 0230, DX Party Line on 6230 and 9870. And also at 0630, is heard on 6205, 9870, and 11775. Sweden Calling DX is on Tuesdays at 1112 on 6065, 9630, and 21690. Shortwave Listener's Digest on RCI is Tuesdays at 1230 on 9625, 11855, and 17820. Tuesdays at 1412, Sweden Calling DX is heard at 11785 and then 15345. They're also heard at 1842 on 15240. They're also heard at 2112 on 6065 and 11845, and also same day on 2312 on 9695 and 11705. And Wednesday, the DX Party Line at 0930 is heard on 6130, 9745, 11925. Sweden Calling DX at 0945 at 9630. At 1206, DX Party Line on 6075 at 2130, DX Party Line on 11740, 15270, and 17790. And then Thursday at 0230, DX Party Line on 6230 and 9870. Sweden Calling DX is heard on 0245 on the frequency of 9695. And then finally, at Thursday at 0630, DX Party Line is heard on 6205, 9870, and 11775. And if you have any you'd like to add to the list, be sure to drop them to us here at the audio service, as well as your comments as to how well these programs are heard in your particular area. If one of these programs just does not make it into the United States, let us know and we'll just delete it from the list. On side two of this tape, we have a whole lot more for you. Bob Walker and Phil Wayne will be back with us, and we have other news and information here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Isn't that pretty? Moonlight in Vermont.
WXRA North Syracuse, AM 1220.
Iraqi planes hit a nuclear power plant in Iran today.